Nicole, your host of Beats and Eats on Thursdays at 1 p.m., where I play dope beats and talk about delicious food. My listeners have motivated me to try some amazing restaurants in the Lower Mainland, and I've been getting a bunch of recipes lately that I can't wait to try. Thank you for listening each week and connecting with me on Instagram, too. Keep sending recipes and your fave spots to eat, because I love sharing them on air.
And I broadcast on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. My listeners are my friends, whether I've met them in person or not. Being social creatures, people want to talk to each other and share stories. And meaningful social interactions with our friends make our days better. It means a lot to me to spend an hour every week with my friends, chatting and listening to music. Thank you for tuning in.
Live from the basement of the Sub High Top, Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Show favorites, episode 153. It is May 8th of 2026. Coming up on 7:40 p.m. in the evening. That set you heard, perhaps, Playback Head, Amphibian, and then great band name, Two Girls, One Daw. Can't say the name of that song, I don't think. Both of those artists are from Vancouver. Lots of Vancouver, lots of VanCon on the show tonight. Great music. Then it was a band whose name I cannot say. The one from New York starts with an F. It was Never Give Your Heart. Following that from Australia was Roundhead Garden Scene. And then Coton has Vancouver connections. It was Ivory Tower. And then another Vancouver artist, it was Corbin. Much like Playback Head, also off of Hottam Sound Recordings, which is a very good label. I think I've mentioned it before, but they really release consistent, very, very good music. So Hottam Sound or Hottam Sound, you can find them on Bandcamp. From there was Jabu, that was Selfish, and then L&O, Apples for Albie, and then Goats and Lasers, Margarita. That sort of was the transition into, gotta refresh, man, what's going on? That was the transition into Being Dead, Firefighters from Eels. Great album still, great song. But after that was perhaps the best song, as Bubblegum Sun from the self-titled Plant Lab album, the only Plant Lab album. There's two people that collaborate on that. I should find out who they are before Covenants next year. Maybe I can find some more stuff. But yeah, that song's called Bubblegum Sun, and that's the best song. After that was Moon Diagrams with NRG. I like that song, but it's really hard to follow up that song before it. And then the set finished up with, that's an amazing song right there, it's Secret Boyfriend, End of All, from Listener's Guide. So that is, I'm going to play, I got a lot more music I can play. I'll just check in on things. Traffic was, boy, I'm getting a lot of work done tonight, just ruthless efficiency. You know, doing a show, like multitasking, it's getting a bit better. It's still tough getting to the Queensboro, it's still bad going to Alawasan Bridge, both leaving New Westminster, Burnaby, heading into Surrey. Not great. Downtown's picking up a bit, but yeah, North Shore bridges are fine. No problems in the valley. Just, yeah, those two bridges, the Salawasan and the Queensboro, are trouble leaving town right now, so just watch out for that. Anything else to talk about? Yeah, so I'm just going to check the sports really quickly. I was listening to the hockey on the radio, and Montreal was up 3-0. And then, oh, the Jays won. Jays are back in the win column. They got swept in, they got swept in Tampa Bay, which happens far too often. Yeah, but they went and they shut out the Angels tonight at home. So good for them. They've started to play better. They've started to, they're dealing with a lot of injuries. I like some of the guys they've, Paniago especially, but there's a lot of, they're getting some help. Like they're, and I like these reclamation projects. There's a lot to like about the Jays this year. I know they're not all that competitive just yet. Oh, Montreal, they went on to win. And the Ducks, at the end of the first, are up 3-0 on Sorry, the Golden Knights are up 3-0 on the Ducks after the first period. So that's what's going on with all that. Again, Listener Appreciation Week, thank you so much for listening to the station. We really do appreciate you for having just awesome taste, especially this show, man. So good. Great sets tonight. I got more music to play. I got tons more music, so I'm just going to get right to it. And I will be back when I am back. I'll try and get new music put together. New music for May in June will probably be the very likely scenario. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, next at 8 o'clock is the art show, unless it's Thursday, in which case the Board Crusade is up next. As always, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Just breaking back in. I'm having some problems here. I don't know what's going on with Serato. Just give me a sec. I'm trying to put a song on. And we'll see how that goes. Fucking gotta run. Anyway, hang on a second here. This is not great. I don't like when this stuff is a problem. So let's see if this works. There we go.
I love you. Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.